Awesome. Well, thank you for being with us here today, online, wherever you are. We are just, I love getting together for church. I can be 100% honest. Sunday morning is my favorite part of the week. And it's been fun these last several weeks having our kids in with us in church on Sunday morning is an exciting thing. Now, some of you have been having your kids in, and we feel the same tension that you do, except it's really nice because when the quieter part of the service is, I'm preaching. So my wife has to take care of the little kids and keep them quiet. And so if you've been in the service the last few months and you have been wrangling your kids during service, we are just so thankful that you've been doing that. And excited that Kids Church starts next service, 11 o'clock, Kids Church starts. And so I know like our family, they're excited. They get to go to church with us at 9:30 and then go to Kids Church at 11 here for a little while. So double whammy of Jesus, and that is so good. But we are just glad that you are here with us and love worshiping Jesus, love going after Jesus. And we are in week 4 of our Anything Is Possible series. And today we talk about one of my favorite things in the world, which is blessing the Lord. Now, blessing the Lord goes beyond worship. It goes beyond only praise on a Sunday morning. Really, our whole life should be an act of blessing the Lord. But in this, and we're going to look at it, we see very strongly that blessing the Lord, worshiping, kneeling, raising our hands, that these elements are vital in a Christian's life. Now, when I think of worship, my favorite moments of worship, some of you may be in the room or online were with us, but Gatlinburg, Tennessee, we used to do for about 10 years, we did about 10 trips. We took up to 180 young adults from all over the state of Ohio, and we would worship Jesus, we would go after him, and we were in Gatlinburg. We were in the Great Smoky Mountains, so it was awesome. We'd get huge cabins. Sometimes we did our services in those cabins, and that was way cramped and crazy. Other times we had full production and lights and sound, just depended on the year. But one thing we always did is we worshiped Jesus. We absolutely worshiped Jesus, including services where we would start at 7 o'clock and we wouldn't get done until well after midnight. We would bless the Lord and worship the Lord and praise the Lord for hours and hours. And one or two specific years, I remember God telling me before going to Gatlinburg, weeks before, in fact, that God was going to give me a word to speak over every single one of the students that went with us, which was like, okay, that's exciting. That sounds fun. But he did more than just that. He impressed on me that I was supposed to tell people that this was going to happen. Now, when you do that, it kind of ratchets it up just a little bit because you can't just kind of pick and choose at the end. I told you all I'm going to give a word that I felt God was going to do this. And here we go. Let's see what happens. But you know what? It made me feel really good that we had 3 or maybe 4 hours of worship, of the word, of altar time, of spending time with Jesus, that it wasn't Pastor Chris just hoping for the best and just like, let's see what happens. But an opportunity through 2 days and then this final service, which had always been on Saturday night, to get in his presence, to hear from him, to bless him. And every time, every single time, whether it was one of those crazy moments when it's like, okay, God told me this, I told you, now, Lord, it's time, and you kind of get in a circle or however we do it, and we would line, kind of make it happen, and I would start praying for people. I'm like, I don't have a word yet, Lord, but you said this, I believe it. And every single person going down the line, something I would begin to say, and I'm like, I hope that was God, because if not, I made it up. I mean, there's no other option. That wasn't a me thing. And people would just connect with what God was saying. Why do I believe that would happen, and why were Gatlinburg retreats some of the most just high-powered, charged spiritual encounters? Because we would bless the Lord, we'd pray, we'd seek him, we'd spend time way outside of our norm, and God would begin to speak and move. And it may not be that even in the first half hour, maybe not even in the first hour, sometimes the craziest things, and crazy I don't mean like weird, I mean like God doing something and healing, restoring, making new, would happen in hour 3 or 4 or you know, 7 to midnight, that's 5 hours. That's a long time. In that midnight hour sometimes, God would do something and there would be breakthrough in someone's life. Blessing the Lord is something that it is never worthless, ever. Number one, we're praising the God of the universe. And for some reason, he wants us to praise him with our life, with our worship, with our singing, with what we do every single day. What? Why does he want to do that? Us to do that? I have no clue. But the God of the universe does. And therefore, I say, come on, let's do it. This is a great opportunity. And every single time that we spend time in his presence, whether it's an audible voice or whether it's going around and 28 students or young people, young adults, giving them a word that I believe was from God, or maybe it's something much more subtle, I've never been an extended time with God, or when I let my week, even better, be an extended time with God, when God didn't say something or move or give a direction point. Sometimes it took more than one service. It's not always I can just say, Lord, I'm going to sit here 5 hours. And sometimes it's the act of blessing him, of worshiping him. And today we're going to jump into the 15th, the last song of ascent that we see here in Psalm, and this is 134, a song of ascent. And this specific song is interesting, and I think it comes home even to another level, because it's almost as I was looking at commentaries and people that pour into what happens on a Sunday morning, that Psalm 133 that we talked about last week, dwelling in unity, and Psalm 134, blessing the Lord, that there almost isn't an end to the one and a beginning to the other. It's almost a continuation. In fact, commentators would say that almost how it's written and how it's put in the language would lend you to believe that Psalm 134 was the end of all of the songs of ascent. That it was kind of a continuation of this singing, of this worship, of what God was doing. In other words, Psalm 134 would close out each of the previous 14 songs and kind of put an exclamation point on it. Psalm 134 says, come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth. And I believe that the things that we've seen over the last few weeks as we picked three out, there's something that happens when we fear the Lord, when we surrender to him. There's something that happens. And then it says, bless him and the blessing, and may the Lord bless you from Zion. I believe that there is a clear blessing when we fear the Lord. There's a clear blessing when we let God speak and when we dwell in unity, when we bless the Lord and when we do it together. I believe that there is a clear blessing when we wait on the Lord, as I was just talking about some of our extended worship times. There's something that happens when we wait on him, sometimes in a worship setting. And sometimes there's a blessing that happens when you don't know what to do in your life. And instead of just making decisions or walking in anxiety or fear, you say, Lord, I'm just going to wait on you. And I'm going to let you be God. And I'm just going to listen. I'm going to wait. And every opportunity I have, I'm going to bless you. Every opportunity I have, I'm going to sing praise. Every opportunity I have, I'm going to live my life in a pattern of blessing. And this psalm, this song of ascent, closes it out. Now, Pastor Dave, actually, he gave me some awesome information that I think came from the Passion Bible. But it talks about what these songs were in one element. We've talked about when the people of Israel would be coming to the temple. But even another level is that each of these words or the songs began with either a song to take you higher, a song of ascent, or a song of the stairway. And there were 15 of these songs. There were 15 stairs that led up the worshiper up into the temple. And it was said that they would sing a song of ascent, and then they would step up to the next level, the next stair, and they would sing the next one. And they would step up to the next stair. And by the time you get to the 15th step, and by the time you are here and you're standing, come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. You have put your life and your order. You've sung your life into order of where it should be. I'm fearing the Lord. I'm walking in unity. I'm living in him. And you can go through each one of them. My family's in order. My life, there's a blessing that I've sung over my life. There's a blessing that I've sung over every part of who I am. There's proclamation of who I will be. Ending with 33 and going to dwell in unity, which it all comes around to, and then bless the Lord. No wonder that there's a blessing that comes from Zion. No wonder that the people were blessed when they put their life in order, even before they made it up into the temple, they had sung and put their life in a path of what God would have for them. What a powerful just view. In fact, maybe I challenge you, if you have a rough week, if you have a rough day, or you just want to experience God, maybe go sing these songs of ascent, Psalm 134, go back 15 and start reading. Maybe even find some staircase. I like, just put it right into a visual thought. Find 15 of them. Normally in your house, I don't think there's quite 15, but you can make it your best you can. And maybe sing it or pray these songs, even as you step upstairs, just do it all in a row. Might take you a few minutes, but guess what? I bet your life, your mind, all of a sudden will be in order with what God has. And all of a sudden, we can see a blessing that happens. We can see a blessing, even as it says that we get to do, come bless the Lord. But then there's a blessing that comes back to us. So this morning, we see that we are invited to bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord. God is honored and invites us to bless him. He is honored and even here encourages us to bless him in the night. Right now, some of you, you pray well at night. Some of you, God wakes you up periodically at night, and that's really cool, and you just pray and you have good worship time and good time. Others of you, when you wake up at night or when you are awake at night, that's more of a disturbing thing for you, right? It's frustrating. It's not a glory-filled moment, but it's like, why did this happen? Why am I awake? But here it talks about singing and standing by night in the house of the Lord, standing by night, keeping watch. And as I was thinking of this, wow, the number one thing I was thinking is, you know what we need to do, Pastor Dave, is we need to have an all-night prayer meeting and worship time. I'm not sure how that would go, but I think we need to. So we might give this coronavirus a few more days, a few more weeks, but I think we're going to have, in the fall, an all-night prayer night. So you just need to work yourself up to it. Get ready now. I don't know what that'll look like, personally. Like, praying, and then, did I sleep for 3 hours? I'm not sure. But I think it'd be pretty great to be in the presence of Jesus and just pray. So if you've been like, that sounds great, and I've got Tiffany right here. She's clapping. I didn't see the same response elsewhere. But Tiffany, it might be you and me and Dad and a couple, who knows? But I think something happens in the night watch, something a little bit different than when we just do our normal routine and the normal thing that takes place. But there's something that happens when we stand up and we do what God has for us. And as I was thinking of this in physical terms, an all-night prayer and worship night would be super cool. Probably at maybe some of our students, an all-nighter is really cool until about 2 a.m. And then everyone is like, what am I doing? Why am I here? So I think worship and prayer, it would be similar, but it would be the discipline of saying, Lord, I'm going to give you the whole night. We're going to make this happen. We're going to pray. And that means maybe if you feel like me, if you have an almost all-nighter, the next 3 weeks might be rough. But I don't care because I'm going to bless the Lord. I'm going to worship the Lord. But I also began to think, sometimes we feel maybe that our life is in a night season. Sometimes we feel like our life is in a place where it's difficult. Our life is in a place where it was day before. It was good before. I mentioned an all-nighter. About 2 a.m., students that liked each other at 1 a.m. begin to not like each other at 2 a.m., and it goes downhill from there. By 5 o'clock, we did a lot of these. They were pretty great and terrible at the same time. But by 5 o'clock, we're counting down. Normally, we make parents come at 7 a.m. to come pick them up. We're like, 2 more hours. We can do it. Just keep kids away from each other. Nobody fighting. You know, we normally turn on a movie. No talking. Some would fall asleep, you know. But there's those night watches. And sometimes in our life, we struggle and deal with the same moments in our life where things just get difficult. Maybe at an all-nighter, I don't get enough sleep, but maybe in my life, when things just don't make sense, maybe I feel like I don't get enough sleep. Maybe the situations don't line up how I think they should. And I believe that here we are reminded that we are to bless the Lord in the day is good, but bless the Lord when it is night. Bless the Lord when it is a little more difficult to keep the eyes open and to keep the energy up. To bless the Lord in every season of my life, in every moment of my life. And if I wake up at 3 a.m. tonight, Lord, help me to bless you, not to worry about not sleeping, but let me bless you. And I bet you and I know that in my life, when that's the attitude, My sleep is better. My everything is better. And if I'm going to be awake in the middle of the night, let's praise him and let's receive from the Lord. But in our light, or in our night, moments of our life, we're not called to stop blessing the Lord. We're not called to do other things we wouldn't normally. But instead, we're reminded to plug into God, to plug into what he has, to bless him, to proclaim his name, to go after him with everything I am. It isn't enough that I do my work and stand watch through the night. No, it says in all your work to bless him, to bless the Lord. Blessing the Lord when it's easy prepares you to bless him when it's hard. I believe there's something powerful and mighty to realize that if I don't bless him when it's easy, there's a very low chance that I'm just going to turn the switch on. And when things get a little bit difficult, I'm going to start blessing him. But when my life is an act of praise and worship to my God, then when it's easy, I'm blessing him. And when it's hard, I'm going to keep blessing him. And when people say, why, maybe even a really hard moment, why do you keep blessing the Lord? Because as I bless the Lord, my spirit is rejuvenated. My life is made new. Everything within me, even in the hardest moments, I experience the presence of my God, even when it is tough. And it's a pattern of my life, and I will always bless the Lord. Verse 2 goes on to say that you lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. You are invited to surrender to the Lord. This lifting up of hands was not only common posture of prayer among the ancient Hebrews. It was especially appropriate for praise. It was especially appropriate for those moments of worship and singing to God. It displayed the anticipation of gratefully receiving from God and the sense of surrender to him. I love when having young children, or when I did have young children, I loved it when they would come and they would raise their hands to me as dad, and I get to pick them up and I get to bring them to myself. And there's something that happens when I surrender to God and say, I'm not the big man on campus. I don't have all the answers, but Lord, I come before you. Lord, I offer myself to you. Lord, I surrender who I am to you. I give you all that I am. I lift up my hands in the sanctuary. And actually, the term and the thought that is here in the holy place or the sanctuary, it can be read, lift up your hands, sanctuary. It can be read, lift up your hands, sanctuary, where we get to be a part of this, that we are the sanctuary of God. You don't have to come on Sunday morning, if you didn't know this, to church to lift your hands to experience God in his sanctuary, his holy place. He goes with you. He moves with you. And it's just like a multiplier when we all come together. That's how I think of it. We're all here together, and it's a great thing. But you don't leave the sanctuary. You might leave this room, but you don't leave him. He comes with you. You, the sanctuary, the holy place, goes with you. And you get to worship him. You get to praise him. You get to surrender to him. When that means every area of our life, we have the opportunity to surrender to our God, to lay ourselves down, to lift glory and praise and honor to who he is, and to watch as he does something special in our surrender. Surrendering to the Lord in the sanctuary prepares you to surrender outside of it. And I believe that what we do on Sunday morning in a praise, in a singing moment, in a singing posture, prepares us to praise him, to surrender to him, to bless him at work on a Monday or a Tuesday when things are not going well. He prepares us to worship, to praise. He prepares us that when we lose a job, or when something doesn't happen, or someone around us is sick, or even we find something in our own self that is sick, all of a sudden we are prepared because we've already surrendered to God. We can continue to bless him in the darkest moments, in the hardest moments of the night. We bless the Lord. And what we do here matters for what we do out there. I believe strongly what we do in here matters for what we do out there, and what we do inside of us, maybe every single day on your way to work, or mama, maybe you just need 5 minutes. Find your favorite worship song. And if your kids are driving you insane, you just might need to turn on a worship music, lock yourself in your bathroom or wherever your secret space is, and just turn that on and bless the Lord, praise the Lord, surrender to the Lord. So when you open that door up, They may still be frustrating, right? There's no doubt. But you might be able to put yourself in a place where you've surrendered to God one more time. You might need 20 more today, but one more time to make the right decision, to be who God has called you to be. Blessing the Lord. These songs of ascent make so much different in the principles of what they would do and how they would speak in our life. Verse 3, the last verse today, says, may the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth. And I believe that there's something that is important, and that is that you are invited to receive from the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth. I love this fact. I mentioned in our retreats, in our times of praise, in our times of worship, in our times with God, it's not only me that blesses the Lord, but thankfully and for some reason, the God of the universe comes and blesses us. He pours his spirit out upon us. He moves in our lives like we can't imagine, like we don't deserve. He moves in us, and we are invited to receive. We're invited to receive from the Lord today. We're invited to experience him. There's a reciprocal nature that when we praise him and when we honor him, that praise is returned back to us. And I don't know why. I don't know why God would choose to bless us in such an amazing way. Because I believe I'm blessed when I praise him, when I worship him. But he says, I'm not going to stop there. You're not only going to receive a blessing in that moment, but it's going to keep flowing from Zion. It's going to keep flowing from my holy place. It's going to keep flowing in your life, that a blessing will be poured out upon you. The Lord, he loves you. He cares for you. He wants the best for you. And something crazy happens when we bless him and when we worship him. And there's people here that when we think of singing as worship, that you're like, come on, somebody, you are all in. If we had a just full service long worship time, you're gonna be like, yes, let's do it. Can we do it every week? Can we do it every week? Others of you here today, you're like, man, I'm not real sure. Like, I struggle. Three songs for you, you feel a lot better than when we add a fourth. And some of you, you're honest, a fifth, you're like, what is going on? And let me encourage you today that the discipline for some, the joy for others of blessing the Lord brings about a residual effect in your life that goes beyond Sunday morning. And I can guarantee you something. Even if it's not your natural thing, if you worship and you praise and you bless him here, and then you let that be an act of your life that you bless him, tomorrow morning on your way to church or on your way to work, tomorrow when you're with your boss or you're in a Zoom call, maybe your 7,000th Zoom call in the last few months here, guess what? If you bless the Lord and you worship the Lord and you praise the Lord, oh, come on, somebody. I believe your life will be different. It will keep the blessing that is poured back upon you will keep falling, will keep moving, and his spirit will simply be poured out in your life. What you receive today makes all the difference in your life tomorrow. What you receive today makes all of the difference. Now this morning, we are gonna close this time and we're gonna worship and we're gonna have fun. The song we sang first today. Sometimes we sing because it's exactly what it is. Other times we sing because we need to make and claim something in our life. Come on over here, Avery. But we have something special that God is going to do. And I believe if you're at home or if you're here in the building, thank you so much, that we have something that I believe God wants to move and he wants to show you today that when you bless him, he speaks to you. And for some of you, the last few songs that we sang this morning, they were a little bit rough. You struggled just in your own self. And I want to encourage you today. Could you give him one more shot? We have about 9 more minutes to church this morning. 9 more minutes. Could you praise him with everything in you? And then let that praise be something that continues to flow out of you. Let it be something that doesn't stop here on Sunday morning at Radiant Life Church or when we exit the doors or when we turn off the live feed this morning. But this morning, could we give him every single part of us? Could we let him speak and move in our life? Could we let him show himself in power and authority? And I was thinking, what exactly could show maybe a little bit of a residual effect of worship? And one of my favorite things, we've been talking about, actually Pastor Matt and I, We wanted to get huge, crazy confetti cannons and blow them up in this place. But then we went to two services. We're like, we don't know how to do that, because how do you clean that mess up, right? Well, this morning, just for a moment, I want you to think of your praise like this confetti cannon, that you praise the Lord, you worship him, and that he inhabits that praise. He makes that praise matter, because your words, my words, don't actually matter at all, right? But when he inhabits the praise, he takes what we do, he takes it higher, he makes it mean something, and then we get to experience a residual effect of his spirit in our life in a powerful and in a crazy way. And this morning, just like this little confetti cannon that I have here, when we shoot this thing off, we're gonna have just an explosion of confetti right around me. It's gonna be exciting. But you notice, it's not gonna end in 1 second. It's gonna continue, because it kind of floats there for a while. And I want you to think every time this week that you maybe are struggling, or every time this month, or maybe for the rest of your life, this is rough. Guess what I would encourage you to do? Bless the Lord. Shoot one more shot of praise up to the Lord. Give it to God. And as you shoot that shot of praise up to the Lord, it begins to fall down upon you, right? It keeps coming down. It keeps coming down. And all week long, you can let the glory of God move in your life, because you worshiped him at church, and then you did it in your car, and then you did it at work, and then you did it even under your breath when your boss was chewing you out. And it keeps falling, right? It keeps falling. And guess what? When it gets all gone, I hope way before then, you keep worshiping, and you keep praising, and you keep blessing him, and you keep lifting up the name of Jesus in all that you do, everywhere that you go. So this morning, if you're in the room, when you stand to your feet, if you're at home, wherever you are today, whether it's live or maybe you see this later on, I encourage you right now, maybe lift your hands up to the Lord. Maybe you want to kneel to him. It says in heaven and on earth, it says to bless the Lord in heaven and on earth, to lift up praise to the one that's in a high place, to lift up praise to the one that is around us and moves within us this morning, to lift up praise to our God and our King. So Lord, we come before you this day and we glorify your name. We glorify your name. You are so good today, God. And we ask you to move. Lord, we ask you to pour your spirit out upon us. Lord, would you show yourself in might and in power? Lord, would you do what only you can do? And Lord, I pray that as your church today blesses you, as your church today sings praise to you, and then takes what you have done out of this room and continues to bless with our mouth, with our singing, but also with our actions. God, I pray that we would experience you, and God, just like the close of these ascents, Lord, that every single moment, Lord, of unity, of waiting on you, Lord, of fearing you and submitting to you, Lord, that our praise would be a capper upon those things, and God, we would live for you, we'd serve you, we'd honor you in all we do, we worship you. Let's bless the Lord, church. We thank you, God, for who you are. Lord, we thank you that you speak and that you move and that you show yourself in might and in power, God. And Lord, we're just so thankful. I pray that this week, Lord, that we would experience you and that you would speak to us, God, and that we would live off the residual praise, the blessing that we pour out to you. And Lord, we just thank you for it. Do a special, special thing, Lord. We love you. Come on, Yuka. Hey, Rachel. Pastor Dave, could you grab that microphone?
Six, and when David got back the Ark of the Covenant, and what he did when he got that back is on the verse 14, and David danced before the Lord with all his might. And this all his might really stuck to me, that it's not just for the pretense, but it was just out of his heart that he was really joyful and danced. So
Let's do this, church. This week, let's worship and praise and live off the blessing of the Lord. Maybe you need to dance out of here today. Maybe you need to let God speak. And we want to be sure to dismiss orderly today. But in a line, you can dance out of here if you want, a conga line, whatever it is. But let God move in you and speak through you today. And thank you for coming. Be careful what you watch. Be careful what you listen to. Be careful what you talk about. Let's savor the presence of Jesus. Be blessed.